Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thanks for sticking around with us. At a news conference today, Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer announcing new legislation to strengthen licensing requirements for midwives. She was joined by Sarah and Jared Snyder of DeWitt, a couple that is suing Greenhouse Birth Center in Okemos over the death of their son Magnus in April of last year. Attorney Brian McKean is representing the Snyder family. He joins us now to explain what kinds of regulations are needed. Brian, thank you very much for coming on the program this evening.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to be with you.
So let's talk about the case first. What led Sarah and Jared to decide to pursue a midwife delivery rather than just going to a hospital?
Well, the Snyders, like a lot of people around this country, became somewhat disenchanted with the quality of care they are receiving from their obstetrician. Obstetricians are very busy people, don't always take the time that I think they should to spend with their patients, answer their questions, and give them a personal level of service. And they felt that the Greenhouse Birthing Center offered more in the form of natural childbirth in a smaller and more personal setting.
So what exactly happened then at the Greenhouse Birth Center that led to the death of their son?
Well, Magnus was in a flank breech position, which means that rather than the head presenting, the baby's butt was presenting. And that is a contraindication, a reason not to do a vaginal delivery. Only under the very rarest of circumstances is it ever attempted to do a vaginal breech delivery, and that would be in a hospital where there's capability of emergently converting to a cesarean section delivery. It is absolutely 100% below any acceptable standard of care to be attempting to do a vaginal breech delivery anywhere other than in a hospital setting with an experienced high-risk obstetrician.
And so when this was discovered, was this fairly early on, and at what point was the decision made to go to the hospital?
Well, it was known early on in the pregnancy that Magnus was in a breech presentation. They knew for weeks prior to delivery. It was known or should have been known on the day of delivery that Magnus was in a breech presentation. Magnus was actually born at the birthing center. But he had been stuck, his head had been stuck for over 7 minutes. By the time he was born, he was blue and lifeless. He was a 10-pound, 4-ounce baby, and that's another reason why you don't want to attempt a vaginal breech delivery under any circumstances. Babies that big simply cannot be safely delivered vaginally when there's a breech presentation. So when Magnus was born, he was blue and lifeless. He was transferred to Spiro Hospital, where he received heroic efforts to try and save his life, and they were able to prolong his life. But on day 13 of life, he died in his parents' arms.
Now, a very tragic situation, obviously, but in terms of rarity, these kinds of deaths, whether at a birth center or at a hospital, are very rare. In fact, some statistics show that midwife deliveries, the death rate is actually lower than that of those when they're performed at a hospital by a physician. Do you agree with the general statistics?
No, I don't at all. I don't agree with that at all. In fact, there's data that shows that the incidence of infant mortality is double or triple in a birthing center than it is in a hospital setting. There's data from the state of Wisconsin that clearly shows that babies born of mothers who are attended by a direct entry midwife are 2 to 3 times more likely to die than a baby born in a hospital.
The numbers I saw indicated that deaths per 1,000 births were ranging from 0.35 to 0.64 when you look at midwives and physicians. Are your numbers dramatically different than that?
Yeah, the numbers are different. And, you know, we're not here to attack all midwives. I mean, there is a place for midwifery in our society, and a lot of parents have had experiences with nurse midwives or midwives who aren't nurses, and they've had successful experiences and positive experiences. The point that we're simply trying to make is this. There are certain high-risk pregnancies where the baby must be delivered at a hospital, and it's unsafe, unreasonable, and imprudent to deliver a high-risk baby, such as a flank breech, in an outpatient birthing facility.
I'm talking to attorney Brian McKean. He's representing Sarah and Jared Snyder of DeWitt, whose son died while being birthed at the Greenhouse Birth Center in Okemos. So, Brian, when we talk about regulations on these birth centers and on midwives, what are the current regulations that exist?
Well, Michigan is one of the most lax states in the country as far as regulations. We recognize something called direct entry midwives, and someone can simply declare themselves a direct entry midwife by virtue of self-study or some personal experience with no real requirements of having ever studied or trained at a licensed healthcare facility. Michigan does have licensing for nurses. It does have licensing for nurse midwives, but there's no real accountability. There's no real peer review process, and there needs to be much more stringent regulations. Currently, there are no requirements that nurse midwives or midwives refer patients and obtain consultation with obstetricians under certain high-risk situations. And State Senator Whitmer is proposing legislation that would change that and bring some accountability and regulation to the practice of midwifery.
You're supporting a certification for midwives in the state, and then also a regulation that demands that for high-risk births that an obstetrician is consulted. Is there anything beyond that, or are those kind of the two main points that you think need to be?
No, those are the most important things. I mean, these innocent children in utero deserve to have the protections and all the safety backups that are available at a hospital, availability of immediate cesarean section, availability of neonatal resuscitation. One of the problems in this case was that because this occurred in a birthing center, Magnus went without an airway for 40 minutes following his delivery. Now, a baby simply can't tolerate 40 minutes without an airway, and Magnus couldn't, and Magnus unfortunately experienced a death due to hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy or brain damage from lack of adequate blood and oxygen flow.
The Greenhouse Birth Center and others, don't they typically have plans, backup plans, to get a woman in labor to a hospital if things don't go as planned?
Well, they should, but they didn't in this case. Sarah labored for nearly 5 hours, and it's unacceptable to attempt a vaginal delivery of a breech in an outpatient center. It's particularly egregious to attempt it in a baby weighing over 10 pounds, as Magnus did. They hadn't even attempted to do an estimated fetal weight using ultrasound. And when there were other complications during the labor, such as the presence of meconium or a fetal in utero bowel movement, the mother was not transferred to Spiro Hospital. She certainly never should have been attempted to have a vaginal delivery at the birthing center. And once the second stage of labor was prolonged and there was abundant evidence this was a breech delivery, there should have been an immediate transfer to Spiro.
I can't imagine midwives have a very strong lobbying representation in Lansing. Why haven't these kinds of regulations been proposed yet?
That's a great question. I mean, there seems to be a stronger lobby for the medical profession than there does for consumers of medical services. I mean, we live in a state that has horrendous caps on damages where people can't get a fair settlement in the case of a wrongful death or a serious injury, but we are doing nothing to protect patients. We're doing nothing to protect patient safety. All we've done in the state under the Engle administration is enact draconian legislation that severely limits the amount of money that families can recover in the event of a tragedy, and nothing to protect patient safety.
You say, though, that what leads many couples to midwives is they're just simply not happy with the current medical system available to them. Do you think that there should be an incorporation of midwives into the hospital setting, and is that a potential solution to these kinds of tragic situations?
Yeah, I think that midwifery is fine. At a personal level, I wouldn't have a problem with someone who wanted to have a delivery with a nurse midwife supervising, but there needs to be some oversight and supervision, in my opinion, by an obstetrician gynecologist. There are simply too many things that can and do go wrong during the course of a labor. Oftentimes, without notice, suddenly, without warning. And when it hits the fan and there's complications, you need the services of an obstetrician, you need the services and availability of an OR, and you need the availability of skilled neonatal resuscitators. None of that's available in an outpatient birthing center.
Brian McKean, an attorney that represents Sarah and Jared Snyder of DeWitt, who lost their son about a year ago, April of last year, at the Greenhouse Birth Center due to a tragic incident there. Brian, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.